हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ गणानां त्वा गणपतिगं हवामहे तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
In Chandogyam, in the sixth chapter, we have completed eight sections. We have to enter into the ninth section. So ninth section actually presents the teaching, the continuation of what has been said before the section was concluded. Uddhalaka was explaining to his son Shvetaketu. So by knowing the cause, the effect becomes known as it were, because effect is not something which is different from the cause and which has independent existence. So effect has no independent existence. Effect is nothing but the form, cause only. Therefore, knowing the cause is as good as knowing the effect. So karana jnanena karyam jnata prayam bhavati. And for this entire universe also, there is one cause, one karanam. In fact, we can use these terms, karanam, the cause, atma, the self, the swarupam, the nature. All these words mean the same, the substance, the content. So there is one substance without which the substantive universe, the cosmos, will be meaningless. And that one substance is the pure existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Sat is of the nature of limitlessness. The pure existence has no beginning, no end, no change. Therefore, it is time-wise limitless. Time also comes and goes in existence. Existence has no beginning, no end. And there's no space, no place which does not enjoy existence. Even the existence is spatially also limitless. And existence is object-wise limitless. There's no object which exists outside of existence. Therefore, existence is the reality which is of the nature of limitlessness. Therefore, implied by the term Brahma. Therefore, that Brahma, Sad Brahma, is the Jagat Karanam. Why do you say Jagat Karanam? Because without that Brahma, Jagat cannot exist. The Jagat, the existence enjoyed by the universe happens to be the very reality, existence of the reality. Therefore, we say Jagat Karanam Brahma. Therefore, knowing that Brahman, the entire universe becomes known as it were. Brahma Jnanena Jagat Sarvam Jnatam Bhavati. I said that how that Brahman is Jagat Karanam, that Upanishad had its own way of presenting here. How from that Brahman three elements came one by one, and from the elements came the food, and from food, is for the food alone all these living beings have originated, and the beings which originated from the food are sustained by the food, and again they dissolve in the food. Therefore, the cause of all this, the source of origination, the sustenance and the resolution of all these beings, nothing but Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is the Srishti Karanam, Brahman is the Sthiti Karanam, Brahman is the Laya Karanam. Therefore, Brahman, Sat Brahman, is the material cause of this universe. Imaha Sarvaha Prajaha Sanmulaha. I want you to memorize these sentences. Imaha Sarvaha Prajaha Sanmulaha Sat Ayatanaha Sadayatanaha Animaha Sarvaha Prajaha Sat Pratishtaha. They resolve in Brahman. Therefore, these beings never have existence outside of Sat Brahma. They either remain resolved in Brahma when they originate, they enjoy existence in Brahma, again they resolve in Brahma. Originate from Brahma, exist in Brahma, resolve in Brahma. They remain resolved in Brahma or they remain manifest in Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is the Karanam. That is made very clear in the previous section. Then what is that Brahma? What is that Brahma which is the material cause of this Sat Brahma, material cause of this universe, from which all these beings originate, by which all these beings sustained, and into which all these beings resolve? And what is that Brahma? That Brahma Tvamasi. You are that Brahma. Because that Brahman, you need not search as an object. It is, even if you search, it will never be available for recognition as an object. It is very you. The question may come, if it is not an object, is it the subject then? Is Brahman the knower then? No, the Brahman is not the knower also. Sat Brahman is not even the knower. We say knower, you need to account for the known also. The knower, known division. The knower, known duality. Knower, knowledge, known. Subject, object, then instrument of knowledge. You can say pramatru, pramana, prameya. Jnatru, jnana, jneya. So the knower, the instrument of knowledge, and the known. This triputi bheda, this difference, all these differences also are there. Only this manifestation as Brahman, all these differences are not there. And that Brahma, differenceless, attributeless, formless, that Sat Brahma you are. When it says, Upanishad says, Sat Brahma you are, Sat is the Jagat Karanam Brahma, that Sat Jagat Karanam Brahma, Tvam Chit Asi. You are essentially the consciousness. And consciousness is the existence of this universe. The existence of consciousness is the existence of the universe, where consciousness is existence. Therefore, and actually, when you say the Karanam is the Jagat, the whole Jagat is the Sat Brahma, Jagat is Karyam, Brahma Karanam means, this Jagat is, what is this Jagat then? This Jagat is nothing but Karanam with Namarupa. कि कॉज विद नाम रूप फॉर्म एंड नेम इज इक्वल टू द क्रिएशन द यूनिवर्स. सो व्हाट इज सत् ब्रह्मन देन? यू कैन नॉट रिमूव फिजिकली द फॉर्म फॉर्म्स एंड नेम्स. यू कैन कॉग्निटिवली डिलीट द फॉर्म एंड नेम कंडस अरेवत्ति सत् ब्रह्म. सो जगत माइनस नाम रूप इज नथिंग बट सत् ब्रह्म प्योर एग्जिस्टेंस. Therefore, that pure existence, you know, remove the pure namarupa, upadi, jagad upadi, then pure existence. This is the jnaya prapancha, objective universe. Similarly, what about this, the knower, the subject also is, who is the subject here? Who is the knower here? Knower also, another than the consciousness with the namarupa, chid with namarupa, enjoys the status of being the knower. Therefore, who is the knower? Subject here, consciousness plus namarupa is the subject of knowledge. Existence plus namarupa is the object of knowledge. Now, to remove this, when the namarupa is removed from chit, there is pure consciousness. When namarupa is moved from the sat, it's a pure existence. When the namarupas are removed, the duality also is removed. Differences and divisions are also resolved. Then what is then? Why resolved? Sat and chit are not two different things. Sat is chit. And chit is sat. And therefore, that Brahma, that sat brahma, that absolute reality, the limitless reality, the existence, you are that Brahman. That Brahman, you are. Tat tvamasi shweta keto. Isn't it? That's what he ended. Then, the last one that is going to be repeated, we will go to the next center, next class, next lesson. Called word lesson repeated. The 8th section. So finally he concludes. Saha yaha
yeshaha
anima. See last 7th mantra of the 8th section of 6th chapter. Yeshaha anima. Yeshaha anima. There ends the sentence. Saha yaha yeshaha anima means the Sat Brahma, the pure existence with the Nama Rupa, is the universe. We might know, it's a manifestation available for experience. Isn't it? Therefore, Sat Brahman is always available for experience. In fact, what is experienced is Brahma. The experience is Brahma. One who experiences also is Brahma. Isn't it? So, we are always experiencing Brahma, but the experienced Brahman is what? In the form of the universe. You want to experience Brahman without the Namarupa Prapancha, it is not possible. Then the pure existence is never an object of knowledge, because it is the very Swarupam of the subject. Experiencer's Swarupam. Therefore, it is never an object of knowledge. And therefore, here, Yeshaha Anima. Anima, why it's Anima? The most abstract, subtlest is this reality. And here, reality, and this is the Atma of all the beings. Because this Sat Brahma, being the most abstract and subtlest of the reality, subtlest of all the beings, subtlest of everything here, subtlest abstract reality is the most pervasive of everything here. Being the most pervasive, you have to give the reason. Why do you use this term Atma? You always say Atiti Atma, Apnotiti Atma, but here it is made very clear why the pure existence the Sat, the Brahma, is implied by the term. The Sat is implied by the term Brahma, you understood. Why the same Sat is implied by the term Atma? He says Anima, the reason is given. Why it is called Atma? Because it is the Anima. Anima means what? The most abstract, subtlest. Which is there's nothing subtler than the existence. Because the reality is the subtlest and most abstract, it is the most pervasive. There's nothing which is more pervasive than the reality, existence. And being the most pervasive, it is all pervasive. Being the most abstract, subtlest, it is most pervasive. And being the most pervasive, it is the all pervasive, sarva vyapakam, sarvam vyapnoti. Because it pervades in and through everything, it becomes the very content and essential nature, swarupam of everything. Therefore, it is implied by the term Atma. I've been using this expression, all pervasive reality obtaining as the innermost essence. And here it is mentioned here. Therefore, it's known by the term Atma. Because it is the Atma, the self of every form and name, every object and subject, self of everything is what? This Sat Brahman only. Brahman is the self of everything. That is why said this Sat Brahma is also implied by the term Paramatma, the most exalted self of the whole universe. Therefore, the whole universe has Sat Brahman as its self. This entire universe has Sat Brahman as its self. It's like saying the entire ocean has water as its self. So the entire the universe, all the forms and names, the entire cosmos has Brahman as its self. Therefore, what is it said here? Aitadatmyam idam sarvam. Aitadatmyam idam sarvam. Idam sarvam. Aitatmyam. Aitadatmyam means Brahmatmyam. This entire universe has Brahman, Sat Brahman reality as its very self. And therefore, what is next point? Now, 3 points I've said. This is most abstract because this is going to be repeated in all the mantras hereafter. I will skip that time. I will not repeat it. Okay? Yeshaha, yaha, yeshaha, anima. You know the meaning now. Then, Yetad Atmyam Idam Sarvam. This entire universe has this Sat Brahman as its very self. Then, this reality, this Brahman being the only reality, Brahman alone enjoys independent existence. Jagat being the effect, it has different existence. So Jagat is not counted as a parallel reality. Therefore, Jagat is mithya, Brahman alone is satyam. Brahman alone is satyam. And that Brahman, which is the only reality, which is the self of this entire universe, which implied by the term Atma, Saha Atma, who is that Atma, Brahma, Satyam, Satyam, Brahma, Atma, Aitadatmyam, Brahma, isn't it? Jagat. What is that Brahman? Tvamasi. That Brahma, you are. Saha Atma, Tattvamasi Shweta Keto. That you are. Iti. He concludes there. Understand? Therefore, when the Namarupas are resolved, the Chit and the Sat are one. Only secondless, non-dual, limitless, reality. Advaitam Brahma. Therefore, divisions are also mithya. Duality is also mithya. Knower, known, knowledge, divisions are mithya. Jagat is mithya. When he concludes, Bhuyaha Yeva, Bhuyaha Yeva, Maam Bhagavan Vijnapayatu. No, O Lord, would you please, no? Please tell me little more. Again. Iti. Tatha Somya Itiha Uvacha. Okay, my dear son, I will tell you. Here ends the Ashtamaha Khandaha, 8th section. Okay, now we'll go to the 9th section. And here also, the whole section, 9th section, Tattvamasi will be repeated. And with different examples, he is going to make it very clear how there is no Brahman other than yourself. You are Brahman. Tat Brahmatvamasi. As Baby said. Now, what's the first example he gives? Look at this. Yatha Somya, Yatha Somya, Madhu,
Madhu
Krutaha,
Madhu Krutaha,
Nistishthanti,
Nistishthanti,
Nanatyayanam,
Nanatyayanam,
Vrikshanam,
Vrikshanam,
Rasan, Samavaharam,
Samavaharam,
Ekatam,
Ekatam,
Rasam Gamayanti,
Rasam Gamayanti.
First he says, we have to subtract of words also later on. I'll tell you what it is. He Somya, He Somya, Yatha, Madhukrutaha, Madhunistishtanti. Yatha madhukrutaha madhunistishtanti. Nishpadayanti. Nishkritishtanti means nishpadayanti. Madhukrutaha. Madhukrit means madhukaroti iti madhukrit. The honey bee is called madhukrit. A honey bee is not the producer of the honey. But honey bee is the collector of the honey, isn't it? Honey bee collects the honey and stores in one place. And it also enjoys it. And then before it is, we go and we also take it. Isn't it? All the bottles when you see in the shops, sometimes we feel guilty also. Anyway, isn't it? So another pop, I don't know. So, Madhu, Madhukritaha, Madhukrit. Because krit means usually karoti, na karta, maker. But you are not maker, but a collector, one who collects. Nishpadayanti. Just because they alone go and collect it, na. Therefore, madhukritaha madhu nishpadayanti, nistishtanti. Just as how these honeybees go and collect the honey, but honeybees cutting the honey is not important here. When they are collected from different plants, flowers of different plants and different trees. And different plants and different trees obtaining in different directions and different corners are not one particular variety also, varieties of flowers and varieties of plants. But the honey collected from all these varieties of plants and trees and of the flowers of different varied plants, when they are put together, collected together and kept together in one place as a huge collection of honey, the huge container full of honey is what now? Then you see the honey as one substance called honey. One vastu called honey. You can't differentiate this particular honey is from this flower, sunflower. And honey is from, this particular honey is from the rose flower or jasmine flower or elder flower, some other flower. You can't differentiate. You can't differentiate this honey is from this plant and this plant and this flower and all that. Even though the flowers are from varieties of plants obtaining in different directions, different parts of the places also. The words honey collected, when they are together as one substance called honey, the differentiation is not possible. Difference is not there. That honey is not divided, it's one indivisible undivided, isn't it? One substance called honey, difference-free honey, difference, no? All, there's no difference. All the differences of the trees and plants and flowers, the differences associated with the plants, the trees and the flowers and the colors and the fragrance, all those differences are not here with reference to this one substance called honey, which is collected from all different plants. So what? In the same way, now we have supply here, okay? All these beings, all the beings, when they fall asleep, when they resolve, all these jivas also, when they resolve as resolving Sat Brahma, resolve in the reality as Brahma, remain resolved as pure existence, all the divisions and difference resolve. Isn't it? Once you, and this dissolution, this resolution of beings happens at, in three occasions. I told you already, like four occasions also you can say. One is layaha. Every day in sleep is what? Layaha. After the death, until you are born, again, pralayaha. Nice to know. We'll come back. Okay? Pralayaha. Then deluge, dissolution, actually we can never know. Okay? But still we understand it. If at all. Okay. It is mahapralayaha. Then, when a person attains moksha, atyantika pralayaha. Videha mukti is called atyantika pralaya. A wise person, when he departs, isn't it? He does not come back. It's called atyantika pralaya. So, in atyantika pralayaha, nitya layaha, everyday laya. Now you don't be in laya, okay? If you're in laya, I can't teach you. So, in every day in sleep, there is layaha, pralayaha, mahapralayaha, atyantika pralayaha. These are the situations, conditions, no, occasions when all the jivas remain resolved. When the resolution happens, then what happens? At the time of, no, the time of remaining resolved, just as the honey is free from all the differences. Now, irrespective of where they are extracted from, in the same way, all the jivas also remain resolved as one pure existence. One pure existence. Just as one substance called honey, which is free from all differences, belonging to the where it is extracted from. Similarly, all the jivas essentially remain resolved as one pure existence, which is free from all the differences. When they remain resolved, then there is no individuality, there is no identity, there is no, all the qualifications and attributes and then reputations, you know, he is from this person, he is from this family, he is of this, no, he is from, he is English, and he is African, he is Indian, and he is a Hindu, he is a Muslim, he is a Christian, and also what? And he is from, you know, he is from a very big family, he is of this reputed family, all these glories and superiority complex, inferiority complex, all the problems which go with individuality. What is he as qualified? He's a doctor, he's an engineer, he's a, you know, he's so, and also varna dharmas, varna bhedas, jati bheda, varna bheda, ashrama bheda, stri purusha bheda, all the differences resolve when, isn't it? When these jivas remain resolved as one pure existence, Brahma. the time of resolution. It happens in sleep, it happens after death, it happens even in the time of total dissolution, it happens at the time of Videha Mukti. Only thing is, and all these jivas remain resolved, they all again come back also. But the Atyantika Pralaya, we say, that's a utter total dissolution. That's a jiva remains resolved for good, because in jnanam, isn't it? He cannot come back. That's a different thing. Now, we'll go to the next word. One example gives. Te yatha. Tatra na vivekam labhante amushya aham vrikshasya rasaha asmi amushya aham vrikshasya rasaha asmi rasosmi ityevam eva. Okay, now he says, in this context, Upanishad says, Upanishad presents it in such a way that as if the honey extracted from each plant, you know, is talking to you, as though it is talking. Imagine if it doesn't talk to you, but still. And then when all the honey, extracted honey, together they remain as one substance called honey, that time, tatra vivekam na labhante, they do not have any distinction. Vivekam na labhante means what? They do not attain any distinction. Differentiation means they do not have distinctions, they do not have differences. No, there's no, they do not have any differentiation. Vivekam nalabhante. Pahupadu, verupadu illai. Avigalukku illai. They do not have any differentiation, distinction. As what? Distinction as what? Aham amushya vrikshasya rasaha. With no drop of honey, says, I am amushya vrikshasya rasaha. Hey, I am the honey extracted from this particular tree. I am the honey extracted from this particular tree. Amushya vrikshasya aham rasaha. Amushya vrikshasya aham rasaha. Aham rasaha. I, the honey, am extracted from this particular tree. Does honey say that? If at all the honey happens to speak, if at all honey happens to speak, is it possible for the honey to say that? No. Why? Because such distinction as I am from this particular tree, or we can say, oh, this particular honey, drop of honey is from this tree, this flower, this plant, that particular drop of honey is from other flower of that other plant. We cannot differentiate the honey. It's not possible to distinguish the honey. Distinction is not possible. So, amushya vrikshasya rasaha asmi aham. Aham, amushya vrikshasya aham rasaha asmi. Ityevam kalu. Tatra vivekam nalabhante. Okay? It's not possible. They do not have any differences. Evameva kalu. In the same way. Evameva means what? In the same way. Somya, O my dear son, imaha sarvaha prajaha, in the same way, I am not telling you the story, Upanishad tells, okay? Evameva, in the same way, just as the honey collected together remain as one substance, losing, being free from all the differences associated with the different plants and flowers, similarly here also, imaha sarvaha prajaha, all these beings here also, Sati Sampadya. Sati Sampadya means remaining resolved in existence. Sati means locative case of Sat. Sati Sampadya, remaining resolved in existence, resolved as existence, pure existence. Na viduhu sati sampadyamahe iti. When they resolve, these beings also, all these jivas also, what, all these beings, when they remain resolved as pure existence, then they also do not know, we all remain resolved as one Brahman. Sati sampadyamahe iti na viduhu. Sati sampadyamahe iti na viduhu. We all remain resolved as one pure existence now, free, being free from all differences, we are here. That knowledge is not there on the part of all these beings when they remain resolved as pure existence. If you have any doubt, now analyze your own deep sleep state experience. When you remain resolved in sleep, you remain resolved in your own swarupam as pure existence. You do not even know you are. And where is the question of having an identity and saying that I remain resolved? Isn't it? Therefore, it is not possible for one to have any knowledge of the very existence of one's own self, or thereby to have anything else also, not of anything else. So you remain resolved as pure existence without knowing that you remain resolved as pure existence. Ni unarvaga odungi irukkum bolude, iruppaga odungi irukkum bolude, unakku iruppaga odungi iruttal unakku theriyadhu. You remain, all of us, all these beings, when they remain resolved in their very swarupam as pure existence, they do not know that they remain resolved as pure existence. Like what? Just as this honey collected together, no, doesn't have the knowledge that they all remain, they're all from different plants. Is it clear? Okay. Now let us go to the next example. So when you read this, then see the second mantra, then we'll go again. Now you can read together. Te yatha tatra na vivekam labhante amushya aham vrikshasya rasaha asmi amushya aham vrikshasya rasosmi ityevam eva khalu somya imaha sarvaha prajaha sati sampadyate sam sati sampadyate na viduhu sati sampadyamaha iti. Okay, they do not know that they remain resolved as pure existence when they remain resolved. So what, that is why when you wake up also you don't know. Okay, we'll go to the next example now. Not example, now he's continuing the same lesson. Taiha Vyagrova Sigumhova Vrikova Varahova Kitova Patangova Damshova Mashakova Yad Bhavanti Tad Abhavanti. So Yad Bhavanti Tad Abhavanti. Yad Bhavanti Tad Abhavanti means whatever beings originate as the beings, okay, all those beings abhavanti. No? They remain what? Resolved as one. Look at this. Te, ta, iha means in Sanskritam, sandhi. So, te. Te means those beings which are found here in this world now. He gives example of few beings, living creatures. Look at, not all, he does not mention, does not give the big list of all the beings here. Okay, he very, very familiar, he mentions the names of very familiar living creatures. Vyagraha. Tiger, good Sanskrit names you can learn. Tiger, Vyagraha, then Sigmaha. Actually, Simhaha, in Vedic you say Chandasapraga Sigmaha. Is okay. Simhaha, that I don't need to translate. Okay, lion. Vrikaha, wolf. Varaha, boar. Keetaha, in general is any worm. Worm is called keetaha. Patangaha. Now the moth. The firefly. Then damshaha. Damshaha means, see, dashati means bites, okay? That's why the tooth is called damshtraha. Damshtraha means that which bites. Called damshtraha. Okay? Damshtraha is different. Tooth is called damshtraha. Then, dashati means what? Bites. And damshaha means any insect which bites. So, mosquito also bites. Okay? But he mentions separately. Damshaha. Mashakaha means mosquito. Makshika means fly. But here, Mashakaha is called fly. Mosquito also flies, isn't it? Anyway, so damshaha means any insect which bites is called what? Damshaha. Mashakaha. Va, he puts R. Means what? All these living beings, yad bhavanti, whatever living beings originate, when they also, all these creatures also, when they wake up, when they are active and busy, when they resolve, they also sleep. Now all the beings sleep, not only human beings, then all the living creatures remain asleep. Now they all remain resolved. Then all these differences also resolve. What differences? This is now vrikaha, wolf. Is it? There's no knowledge. The wolf. Oh, this is wolf. And this is a bee. This is a mosquito. This is a fly. This is a tiger. This is lion. Though such, all these differences belong to forms. The names belonging to forms. And this Namarupa differences, all differences resolve. When they also remain resolved, they all remain resolved as pure existence. Once you resolve, the animal, bird, or a human being, all the differences also resolve. Which means all these creatures also essentially pure existence. When they also remain resolved, then they also remain resolved as pure existence only. How many names we give? Each name is for what? What are these names for? All these different names are for to distinguish everyone from every other creature, isn't it? You have to distinguish the boar from every other creature. That's why the name is used. The name itself, a word is used, a name is used to distinguish one object, one thing, one person from everybody else, from everything else. It's mainly for distinguishing, mainly for distinction, mainly for differentiating. But all these differences and distinction all will resolve. When they remain resolved as pure existence, all these differences also resolve. There is no difference. There is one indivisible, undivided, partless, whole, differenceless, Sat-Brahma. Essentially, all are Sat-Brahma. From that Brahman alone, Sat-Brahman alone, they come back, they wake up from being Sat. Then when they again enjoy individuality, enjoy their own the qualifications and attributes as Vrukaha, as Vyagraha, as wolf, as tiger, as lion, they all enjoying the individuality, live with different names and different forms and living their lives with different characteristic features and different qualities. Then when they all sleep, all of them remain losing their individuality and difference and distinctions. They all remain resolved as one Sat. Okay, we'll go to the next sentence now. You'll be very happy to know this. I told you already, one sentence should be repeated throughout. And what is that Brahman in which not only the human beings, all the living creatures remain resolved as pure existence when they are asleep without the differences? What is that Brahman? Saha yeshaha.
Saha
yaha eshaha.
Anima.
Saha anima. Now, aitadatmyamidam sarvam. Aitadatmyamidam sarvam. Aitadatmyamidam sarvam.
Aitadatmyamidam
sarvam. Tat satyam.
Tat satyam.
Sa-atma.
Sa-atma.
Tattvamasi shvetaketo.
Tattvamasi shvetaketo.
Iti.
Iti.
That Brahma, he repeats again. Same thing he repeats. That is the subtlest reality which pervades everything. Therefore, the entire universe has that reality as itself. And that alone is satyam. That only, that reality, that exact Brahma, which is the self of this entire universe, and that Atma is another than you, yourself, you, the pure consciousness. Okay? Now, what does he say? Bhagavan, punaha eva ma vijñāpayatu, would please teach me little more. Isn't it? Tata Somya. Yes, my dear son, I will do it. He continues. Here ends the Navamaha Khandaha. The ninth section is over. Okay, all small sections, the last sentence will be repeated throughout. Okay? Navamaha Khandaha. Okay, go to the tenth section now. Okay.